Well, here we are once again, coming to God's Word for inspiration. Thank you for calling, and I greet you today. In the name of Jesus, the risen Lord and Savior, may God bless you as you seek Him. I would like to now turn to another Old Testament passage, because I believe that the Old and the New are very, very beneficial for us. Helps us to understand who God is, what He's doing with man in the earth. And I know that you probably, most of you, would know some of the history of how God revealed Himself to mankind, and He raised up a nation of people who were called by His name. They were Hebrews. We call them Israelites now, Jews, because it was through them that God brought His Son, the Savior, into this world. It was through the lineage of David. And it all came from Abraham, the very first, that God made a covenant with him. And so we look here to the Old Testament, some of the things that God was speaking to his people. And I believe as we read through this that you find that he also is speaking to us. You'll be able to see that in these scriptures, I believe. Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah was a prophet that God sent to Israel to warn them and to rebuke them and to caution them against some of the snares that they found themselves in. Isaiah 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by name, thou art mine. God is reminding these people, it's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He says, I created thee, O Jacob, I have formed thee, O Israel. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. That's why we call those people Israelites. He was the lineage there that God used. He says, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight. We read this before earlier, if you've been following along here. God sees us as precious. We are created in his image. We're precious to him. He wants to keep us cleansed from sin, but he does see us as precious. He says, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. If you ever wonder if God loves his people, just keep reading in these scriptures here. God himself is saying, I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, you see how we're included here. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. And maybe as you read through this, you think, well, he's talking to Israel here. But if you read more into the scriptures, you'll find out that we are able to be grafted in to the lineage of Abraham. It's something only God can do, but he allows us to do that through the Lord Jesus. Verse 8 says, bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled, who among them can declare this, and show us the former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? You see what God is claiming here, proclaiming? He alone is God. He's the one that formed us. He's the one that saves us. And he's telling his people, you can be my witnesses of what God does in the lives of those who look to him. There was surely lots of things that the Israelites struggled with, just like we struggle. But God had a plan for them to abide in him, to walk with him, and in his ways. And as they did that, he separated them from all other kinds of people to be witnesses for him, that he alone is God. Man doesn't know who God is until they seek after him and God reveals himself to them. Most people in the world today don't even believe in God. They've been brainwashed and been taught that all these things just happen by chance. Everything you see, you step out your front door, it all happened by chance. That's what they say. That's what the world's philosophy is, the world's teaching. It's just all by chance. You're just here by chance. Just so happens we have everything we need to sustain life on this earth, but it all happened by chance. What utter foolishness. I don't believe that if a man really sat down and was honest with himself, he could ever believe that for a minute. But you know what happened? Their eyes have been blinded and their ears have been stopped up to be able to see and hear the truth. But God has a remedy for that. If we seek him, we look to him, he opens blind eyes. Jesus came and he did that in the physical, but he also did that in the spiritual sense. He opened up blind eyes. He unstopped deaf ears to be able to see and hear the truth of God. That's what God does, because he is a loving God. We're precious to him. Why? Because he made us in his image. We're made in the likeness of God. We're not God, but we're made in his image, and he loves us. He wants to open our blind eyes. He wants to unstop our deaf ears. And when that happens, we see and hear truth. And then he gives us the power to live it. May God bless you as pursue him that way, that you and I and all those that seek the Lord could see truth and hear truth and live it. May God bless you as you pursue him.